This month, December 2009, we have two full moons, one on December 2nd and one on New Year's Eve. Calendar months with two full moons don't happen very often. The second full moon is usually referred to as a blue moon. And back in 1987, I declared any month with a blue moon to be National Blue Jay Awareness Month. At the time, my wonderful father-in-law and I had a fun little ongoing debate about the merits of blue jays. He found them annoying when they flew into his bird feeders, scaring off all the little birds. Blue jays do seem to like that momentary feeling of being in command, though really most of them are pretty inoffensive at feeders. It's the flying in that seems to scare the birds, I think because the jays' relatively short rounded wings and long narrow tail are similar enough to an accipiter that birds don't dare wait to be sure. But they always come back as soon as the jay starts feeding. Some blue jays even imitate hawk calls before flying in. That enhances the effect, and I think the jays enjoy the trickery even more than they enjoy having the feeders to themselves for a few moments. Once they're at the feeder, very few blue jays show any aggression toward other birds. Finches, especially evening grosbeaks, are far, far more piggish and assertive. I think my father-in-law realized that, and I know he got a huge kick out of teasing me about those nasty jays as much as I got a kick out of defending them. On For the Birds, I referred to him as president of the Port Wing Blue Jay Haters Association. One year for Christmas, we even made him a sign showing a bright blue jay with a red circle and slash across it. My father-in-law also disliked jays for taking so much bird seed. Port Wing is an idyllic place for birds and birders alike along Lake Superior's south shore, and his feeding station was amazingly full of birds, but it was naturally expensive to keep up. I can understand how frustrating it would be to have his long tray feeder filled on both sides with blue jays sitting shoulder to shoulder, pigging out. I always loved watching them. Migrants passing through and winter jays on a cold morning would be sitting there side by side, eating each seed one by one, using my father-in-law's feeders as a big all-you-can-eat restaurant. Most days, the local jays use the feeders as their personal grocery stores, bringing along their own bags in the form of their Gueuler pouch, an extendable throat pouch that works for jays in the same way that chipmunk cheeks work for them. My poor father-in-law would watch those throats getting bigger and bigger as the jays stuffed them full of seeds and then flew off to hide their booty in various places before coming back to stuff their throats all over again. If blue jay ways at the bird feeder were not bad enough, my father-in-law hated jays for raiding bird nests for eggs and nestlings. I've only witnessed this actually happening a few times, and each time I saw it, the adult jay carried the plunder back to feed his incubating mate or as nestlings. As a mother who fed my own children eggs and chicken, I figured I was in no position to criticize. At the time, I usually picked up my groceries at our local grocery store and figured even if jays had credit cards or cash and could trip the electric door openers, they'd be reluctant to go inside anything called Red Owl, so I gave them a pass on getting their eggs and chicks from robin nests. The back and forth about all this was a fun way to engage with my father-in-law and cemented my affection for blue jays. And jays have a great deal of ecological, historical, and cultural importance as well. So in programs on and off throughout this month, For the Birds will focus on blue jays. If you love jays, you'll love this month. If you hate them, well, just remember, this only happens once in a blue moon. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.